It's a fundraiser. All of the proceeds from the event go to benefit future gallery programming. So the way the auction functions, we have an extensive number of artists who have generously donated work, meaning they get no proceeds from this. So it's a generous donation on their part. And then we put that work up for auction, and all of the proceeds go to future gallery programming.
And this year you guys are extending the length of the auction, correct?
Correct. In the past, the auction has always just been 1 week long. It opens on a Monday, and then we have a closing reception and final bidding taking place that following Thursday. This year, we're going to try something a little different, and we're going to extend the length of the auction for 2 weeks. So it will be open for one full week, and then a following week with the final reception, closing reception and final bidding taking place on Thursday, December 12th from 5:30 to 7.
And talk a little bit about how many artists, because there's quite a few. With that comes different types of artwork as
Absolutely. Well. Absolutely, yeah. So we have, I don't even know the final number. We end up sort of always getting sort of a nice streaming number of donations that continue, some surprising, some expected. I think we're somewhere around 70, 75 artists, something like that. And several of those artists have donated multiple works, so we probably have something like 100 artworks. And yeah, one of the really wonderful things about this exhibition and the auction is that it captures perhaps the widest range possible of work. So we have two-dimensional works and three-dimensional works, paintings, photographs, printmaking, painting, drawing, sculptures, functional ceramics, a little bit of everything. And then in terms of language, we have, you know, representational, sort of more traditional types of artwork, and then more abstract things. So it really does capture in many ways sort of the breadth of what's happening in the contemporary art world today. The silent auction, in addition to allowing people an opportunity to support our gallery and to really allow us to do the type of programming that I think is most beneficial to our community, it's also a really great opportunity for those that come out and bid to potentially get work for really a mere fraction of the cost that it typically would go for in any other venue.
And is this local art primarily, or do you get artists donating from all around the country? How does that work?
The majority of the work is from local artists, which is another benefit of the exhibition for those people that come out and bid on work. We have local artists that they can support and get a nice piece of work from. But we also have regional artists that extend outside of the local Springfield community, from Decatur, from Bloomington, from Peoria, up around Chicago and Iowa. And then it does extend nationally. Of course, we don't have, it's primarily local. We don't have nearly as much sort of nationally located artist outside of the Midwest, but there are some.
So let's just mention here who a few of these artists will be. There's Chris Britt, for one, who many people will know as a political cartoonist.
Chris Britt's been a longtime supporter of UIS and the gallery, the Visual Arts Gallery, but he also, more specifically, has long supported this silent auction. So he does. He has a series of political cartoon prints that sort of span the last several years. And so I think the community is well aware of who Chris Britt is, and it's always a wonderful opportunity to be able to get an original work from him.
And Tom Whalen, perhaps another name people would be familiar with.
Yeah, Tom has always supported our gallery and the silent auction as well, and he has a nice screen print. If anyone's familiar with Tom Whalen's paintings, Tom Whalen teaches digital media courses, painting courses, screen printing courses at Lincoln Land Community College. He's generously donated a framed screen print that is black and white, but looks very much like his paintings that I think many people are familiar with.
And we should also mention Kevin Vieira, as his work will be on display in the gallery for an exhibit coming up in spring.
Yeah. So Kevin Vieira really generously donated a sizable painting, a really gorgeous painting that's indicative of his work, of sort of flora and fauna that he sort of magically represents in his own very unique style. And yeah, he does. It's a nice piece, and hopefully we'll get people thinking about our spring calendar. He's our first artist in the spring. He's going to be exhibiting a series of his paintings. He's from January 27th to February 27th.